The University of Washington men's basketball team just finished one of the worst seasons in team history. They lost Wednesday night against USC in the first round of the Pac-12 tournament. That has raised questions about whether Coach Lorenzo Romar should be fired. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel told 88.5's Kristen Kendrick that it's not the only problem the UW athletic department has right now.
Art, what happened with the Husky men this season?
It was terrible. It was the worst season since 1993-94, when they also lost 22 games and only won five. This year, they finished 9-22, and it was just pitiful. 13 consecutive losses, which is also a school record. It certainly was Lorenzo Romar's worst of his 15 seasons at the helm at University of Washington. So, by all accounts, Romar should be fired. Usually, a coach who's missed four or five NCAA tournaments in a row is gone, but he's missed six now, and he's probably going to stay.
We've talked about this before. It really comes down to money and the next recruiting class.
Right. The Huskies have not handled the one-and-done culture where the NBA has forced college basketball to accept players for 1 year before they can declare for the draft. Markelle Fultz is a very dynamic player who's likely to be the number one player in the NBA draft in June. And he led the Pac-12 in scoring, was every bit the player that he was advertised to be. But now he's going to go into the NBA draft and won't play with any of these five recruits that are coming in. And the reason they don't want to fire Romar is because he will be owed $3.2 million if he's fired after this season, because his contract runs to 2020. And this recruiting class that's coming in is the best in the country, at least according to the scouting services who monitor such things. And that is going to leave University of Washington Athletic Director Jen Cohen with a very difficult thing. Do you risk losing some or all of that class and pay $3.2 million to a guy not to coach when you're already running an athletic deficit? So I think he stays.
So at the top of this recruiting class is Michael Porter Jr. from Seattle's Nathan Hale High School.
Yes, he is the best player in the country. He's also the son of the assistant coach, Michael Porter Sr., who is Romar's friend from 30 years standing, and Romar is Michael Porter Jr.'s godfather. He also has two other younger brothers who may be equally as talented, and they are sort of orally committed to Washington. So this pipeline exists of the Porter family, and Romar's friendship with Porter Sr. sort of complicates all of this, and they don't want it to go away. But this is kind of a nose scruncher, not illegal by law or NCAA rules or rules by the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association. It just seems odd and kind of smarmy.
Well, speaking of nose scrunchers, UW Sports has another problem on its hands that could impact the athletics budget as well, dealing with the women's crew team.
Right. This story was broken by the Seattle Times on Sunday, in which Washington apparently has been inflating the numbers of women athletes on the crew team in order to meet the compliance rules of the federal Title IX standards. The university said they thought they were in compliance and they're looking into it. But the upshot is a very ugly bruise for the University of Washington athletic program, and it may lead to investigations of many schools around the country. Typically, when things like this happen, there's a variety of perhaps financial penalties or scholarship punishments. That's what's occupying Jen Cohen's time right now, and the idea of doing a coaching search for the men's basketball program is just untenable. So it's a bit of a scandal and a bit of a mess at the University of Washington.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.